Page 16. She Helps Us Sound Good, Profile of Joy Tilton by Bonnie Rennie. One of the best things about CCB conventions is our fabulous programs. These programs present opportunities to learn useful information, feel connected to the blindness community, be inspired to self-advocacy, and more. Whether you're unable to attend, want to relive the experience, need the material for archival or note-taking purposes, or just want to skip over all the bad jokes, you can listen or download convention archives on our website at ccbnet.org. The direct link is ccbnet.org/audioarchives.htm. And when you do so, thank Joy Tilton for the good listening experience. Joy edits the sound on the archives, preparing them for the website, and also dividing them into cassette-length segments. This volunteer work began in 2006 when she received a call from Dan Kaiser saying, "How would you like a job?" Her sound editing includes things like adjusting the volume, removing the unnecessary pauses, noise, and fluff during our proceedings. This all serves to make the listening more pleasant and effective. Joy says that in the beginning, completing these tasks twice a year took her much longer than it does today. Her work can also be heard on the cassette version of the programs. Page 17. Miss Tilton is currently a member of the ACB Capital Chapter in Sacramento. Her involvement in CCB dates back to 1993. She has been a member of both the Bayview and East Bay chapters. From that era, Joy remembers one volunteer job she took on, using her brailler to label an entire roll of raffle tickets so sellers wouldn't run out. Joy also serves on the publications committee. Joy moved to Sacramento in 1995 to take a job with the California Relay Service. This program assists persons who are deaf, hard of hearing, or have speech impairments in making and receiving phone calls. This was a job she found very satisfying and demanding of her excellent braille skills. Joy believes she got this job due to her persistence, her confidence that it was a good fit with her skills, and through networking with a hard-of-hearing acquaintance. Unfortunately, as with many good jobs, this one did not last forever. Joy began to learn braille early in preschool. Her exposure to the world of computers came in earnest at around age 13 while in junior high in the Bay Area. A teacher introduced her to the VersaBraille, one of the earliest standalone devices allowing braille input and output with the capability of sending and receiving from computers. From there, Joy says that she picked up all things computer quite easily. What started out for her as another volunteer job developed into an avocation. She served as a systems operator at an early blind community bulletin board service called BayTalk, an early precursor of the more advanced social networking sites of today. Page 18. Some technology tidbits were shared by Joy, which might be of interest to those among us who are not so advanced as she. For sound editing software, she liked SoundForge. She finds it straightforward and accessible, also using it in her musical pursuits. Joy personally uses Twitter more than she does Facebook. She finds a user product, Quitter, helpful with using Twitter. Her blogging activity began several years ago using LiveJournal. Joy states the site is still there, but has been largely supplanted by Facebook and others. Her several preferred ways of keeping current with things new and techno include word of mouth, some email lists, Facebook, and other social networking. Another major passion of Joy's is her music. She describes past participation in a band with other local CCB members called Mojo Friday. They used to play various gigs around town with Joy on keyboards. She and the band were often featured on ACB Radio's All Blind Artists Cafe channel. From 2001 to 2004, Joy had her own twice-per-week morning show on ACB Radio Interactive. She called this eclectic program the Joyride. She has since recorded some of her own music, also using SoundForge software, but she says she does this for the enjoyment and not for the big money. She also has an extensive and varied recorded music collection. Joy indicates that she finds her work on behalf of CCB very rewarding. She says of her efforts to help out, "It's all good. It's all fun. We in CCB are grateful to Joy, whose considerable skills in sound editing really help us out."